9 p.m. on Tuesday, July 14th, 2020, here in the First Delaware Union Park Conference. Thank you.
Double compensation for the COVID-19 losses, actually checking out the eighth inning of the program. So that's sort of where we are now. So we think that the current move, you know, the changes that the commissioner or the teams that agree that she just referred to are consistent with this program and the fact that we have a court order that supports that. So that's sort of in a, not quite a nutshell, so that we'll hold that in front of it, but sort of the spectrum of that court action. So I think that that issue that was out there was the church mission was spread out and doesn't make it not the public.
Thank you very much. I want to just thank the
Thank you.
Thank you.
terms of how the legislature or how the state moves forward in terms of changes to the program, those are policy decisions that the governor would have to make in terms of whether or not temporary another RCO before the legislative budget audit committee or the governor or the legislature to decide in terms of whether or not special session is warranted to go back in and change or readjust the program by law. There's certainly no dispute, I think, amongst folks that the legislature has the power to make any and whatever changes that work to the program to make it successful, or to basically to address any concerns that the legislature might have, but there are some questions, at least in my mind, in terms of whether or not the RCO process would be an appropriate venue to make any additional changes to this program or any of the other programs that were approved through the RPO process. And that's largely based on not only the torture and litigation history that we now have with respect to passage of the RPOs, but also because the statute that authorizes the RPOs in the first place does not contemplate a committee ever coming back to approve or address the RPOs after they've been approved by the committee. We see committees sometimes trying to go back and, rescind action on passage of items, but even that action would not be available to the Legislative Budget Audit Committee, given that the legislature ratified those original RPOs by law. So, in my opinion, if there was a decision made to use the RPO process, that would certainly be a risk for additional litigation. But should there be changes made, there would be no legal issues taking that course of action. And with that, that's really everything I have. I'm happy to answer any questions if folks have them. Do you what is your sort of take on why Any questions from the board?
In terms of the ticket,
Thank you.
I think that's reasonably good. I do say it because
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So it sounds like you're saying that there are some, there are like criteria that the grant program is established by UCCED and DHEA. So there are some expenses from COVID-19 and trying things that we've got. But is there anything that you've learned from the last, you know, I guess 6 weeks worth of work now that has really helped you to speed up processing and the debate?
I think there is no problem, but it will.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
any other questions for our commissioner?
Madam Chair, I have a question. It's up to number 14.
I have a question.
Thank you, Commissioner, for being here today to testify. I'm very interested in this particular bill. $50 million will be distributed. You mentioned in the first time I heard it that the processors will also qualify for potentially qualify for some of this money. Is that your general understanding? Because when I initially heard about it, it sounded like it was going to be just for commercial fishermen, charter fishermen, and subsistence users. And what sort of understanding works for us to the charter that processors were going to be eligible? Is that exactly their models of all of these that's accurate? But my understanding was that they were eligible for subsistence users. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
for the CARES Act money, but
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.